The Phantom of UA, sighed Phantom. Enter our listener, a songstress with a voice that can grip the masses, such with her quirk, a beautiful voice for beautiful songs. Her life, despite this, has been rather bleak. However, one day, during a preparation for a show, she witnessed something frightening. Destruction of a set. To murder her partner. Those who have seen this know of this being and have referred to him as the Phantom. You, dear listener, seem to have caught the attention of this Phantom, hence the messages he left for you. He wants you. He desires you and your voice. And so, one night, you come alone. The stage lights dark, and the rafters are silent. You step onto the stage and you hear the sound of a billowing cake. He drops down, and he sees you. A boy, hair of twin colors. Underneath the red hair is a mask that covers a part of his face. The rest is visible, but the most prominent feature is his smile. He approaches you and takes a knee, extending his hand before you. You finally arrived. After all this time, I had been waiting for you. And you finally come to me. I am content. No, happy. I am ecstatic that you finally come before me, my darling. Let me. He takes a hold of your hand. The skin of his fingers are somewhat rough, and a slight amount of heat resonates off of his hand. He reaches down, kissing the back of your hand. A small amount of hot and cold emits from his lips. He stands up, bowing towards you. My songstress, now that you are here, I have so much to ask of you. But one remains on my mind. He takes a hold of your hands, leaning down towards your ear. The mix of cold and hot returning to your senses as he whispers into your ear. I long to keep you here. I long to truly have you as my own. Forget about your performance, my darling. Please, stay here with me. You are all that I desire. I promise you, it will not last long. In 2 weeks' time, I desire to have you here with me. Please. You hesitate to respond, but you nod, His voice is intoxicating from what you can hear, and it seems to make you tremble in a mix of fear and overall desire. He kisses you. You feel the heat and the chill mix together against your lips. It's mesmerizing as you move closer to him. He moves away, smiling as he looks over you, more so just content to hold you in his arms. I cherish you. I long to continue to hold you in my arms. And despite this, I wish to show you something. I would never show this to anyone else. Come with me. He takes your hand, leading you further into the opera house, where you find that he has a special location that he has deemed his home. While somewhat scrappy, it also seems well maintained. He turns to you, taking your hands, lifting them towards his mask. Be wary. Should you betray my trust and fear this side of me, enough to tell others of my existence, your 2 weeks stay with me will be permanently extended. If you do not believe me, I know the location of your dressing room. He has you lift the mask that conceals his face, and you see it. A large scar that nearly overtakes his eye. An eye that is bright blue in color. It almost catches you off guard. The scar, the eye. Which one, I wonder, do you find taking control of your vision? Now that you have seen my face, I am sure that you've recognized me. Yet be aware, the one you see, Todoroki Shoto, he is dead, and I remain. But fear not, all will be well. You hardly shudder in my presence. Am I not hideous to you? No, I see. He kisses you once again. You truly are beautiful. More than just the voice that you sing with, or your face, or your eyes. Your heart, your kindness as well, are beautiful. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. He continues to kiss you. The kiss becomes passionate, heated, and from him it almost feels desperate, protective, hungry. He's longed for this, and you are granting him the love that he truly desires. His lips part from yours and he begins to hum. Takes your hand and dances with you around the room for a moment before he lays you down on his bed. You notice that it's comfortable, soft, plush, a lot different from the bed you have at home. Tonight, and for these next 2 weeks, you are mine, and mine alone. Thus, allow me to take you, not only in body, but in soul, in heart. Allow me to etch my name into your mind. And allow you into my heart. You nod, and he begins to kiss you once again. His hands run through your body. Feeling every inch of your skin. As he removes your dress to fit your character, hardly anything is hidden underneath your dress, yet he doesn't mind in the slightest, admiring your body through the touch of his hands and the gentle kisses. Oh. The gentle kisses trail from your lips to your neck, to your shoulders, and to your chest. It is euphoric. Feeling the cold side of his body mix with the warm. He parts lips from your body, standing to allow himself to remove his garments. A few scars on his body, but nothing severe. You see it as something glorious. Reaching to touch his chest, he holds your hand, placing it to his chest as he places his hands on yours. The combined beating of our hearts, it is a feeling so euphoric. I believed I would never achieve such a glorious, perfect feeling. His hands trail down, feeling your stomach, and soon his fingers trail against your moist lower lips. My, oh my, be it my word. either way, it appears you've grown soaked. Although, I will not judge, since he leans against you, letting his shaft slide against those moist folds of yours. I'm just as desperate with my desire. It is so immense. I'm sure you can feel the heat radiating from me. It's pleasurable, isn't it? Just wait. My dear, soon you will feel a much greater pleasure. He kisses you once again. Harder as he slides himself into you. You wince. Your body trembling as you feel the heat of his shaft against your walls. It's incredible. And once he's fully in, he continues to move back and forth, in and out. All the while, he moans into your ear, grasping onto your hand tightly. My darling, you're so tight. It's amazing. The beauty radiate flourishes even more within you. It's breathtaking. He continues to push himself further into you, your legs trembling as you feel his cock throb and pulsate inside of you, mixing between hot and cold. It's enough to have you squeeze against him, which prompts you to go faster. Soon he throbs more, moving faster and deeper into you. You cannot imagine how long it's been since I felt this. And understand, just one release will never be enough. So please accept this, my seed, my
everything inside of you. He thrusts deeply one last time as he releases his seed inside of you. A few more thrusts being added as he releases what is left. Ah.